with someone new.
We're now over to Hannah with today's headlines.
On campus
and online,
this is URN.
In campus news, a Westminster Hall debate between the Minister for Universities and Science and MPs from the House of Commons has been organised by the University of Nottingham and the University of Oxford, and will debate the upcoming emergency budget and comprehensive spending review that is to be announced in autumn. The debate will take place on Wednesday, 24th of June. In national news, police hunting a gunman who shot dead 9 people at an historic church in America say he sat with his victims for an hour before opening fire. The FBI has now also joined the search for a white man, thought to be in his early 20s, who they believe targeted a black congregation in Charleston, South Carolina. The taxpayer faces a bill of up to $7.1 billion to stop the Palace of Westminster falling down, unless MPs and peers agree to move out, according to a report. A study by independent consultants has highlighted the appalling state of Parliament, with major fire risks and the threat of roof collapses. Husband and wife Rochelle and Marvin Humes are going up against each other in the battle of the Saturday night TV talent contests. The Saturday singer has been revealed as the new presenter of the X Factor spin-off programme The Extra Factor. Marvin is the host of rival show The Voice. UK Anti-Doping has refused to comment on newspaper claims Mo Farah missed 2 drug tests in the build-up to London 2012. It says it doesn't release an individual's test history. The Daily Mail reports he missed one test in 2010 and another in 2011, when he apparently didn't hear his doorbell. The double Olympic champions coach Alberto Salazar and his training partner Galen Rupp have denied recent allegations of doping, whilst Farah's not suspected of wrongdoing. The weather will remain dry throughout tonight with highs of 15 degrees. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 2 minutes to 6.
So that's all we have time for on the Pulse today. But up next is a